This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There are a few cities in this economy that have been hit harder by, well, basically by everything than Detroit has been the past couple of decades. It's coming back, Detroit is for sure, but there are some overhanging issues to deal with, including something like 20,000 abandoned homes. A new city-sponsored program is working to repopulate some of those properties by essentially giving them to families living near a big bridge construction zone. WDET's Laura Herberg explains.
Maria Wachenbach lives with her four dogs just around the corner from the construction site for the Gordie Howe Bridge that goes to Canada. She's been here in the home she inherited from her mother-in-law for almost 20 years.
My husband actually passed away in this home. So there's a lot of memories in this home. And now that I'm looking to retire in another year or two, I want to start fresh.
So Wachenbach signed up to participate in the first round of the city's home swap program.
This is the website. Have you seen this?
She scrolls through photos of 10 homes the city of Detroit acquired after the previous owners stopped paying taxes. The city is responsible for 30,000 such structures. Those available for the home swap program look dilapidated, but the city will renovate them for up to $75,000 in exchange for eligible homes. Wachenbach has her eye on a little brick house a few miles away.
It's a three-bedroom, one-bath home. And I love it because it has a humongous backyard with two trees my grandboys can climb.
The home swap program, as well as jobs and health monitoring, came out of a community benefits agreement that people living near the bridge site lobbied for. Home swap director Charity Dean says renovation costs are being paid for by the sale of city-owned land that the state needed in order to build the bridge.
The city was originally offered, you know, a couple $100,000 for the land, and the mayor turned that into a $45 million package.
Residents fought for a program like HomeSwap so there'd be an option for people who didn't lose their homes to eminent domain, but who didn't want to stay in the increasingly industrialized area. Due to the renovation price limit, the program makes the most sense for families that can fit in modest-sized homes. In order to participate, homeowners need to be up to date on the water bills and property taxes for the home they'd be giving up. And that's been hard for some.
Ostensibly, those are reasonable requirements, but it's just complicated.
That's Michelle Oberholzer. She's a director at the local nonprofit United Community Housing Coalition. Oberholzer says initially more than 50 interested families were ineligible for the program.
It's difficult to get someone to pay out for something that they're then going to leave behind.
Since then, most of those families have resolved their tax and water bill issues. But Oberholzer says she hopes the city will work to find solutions for the handful who haven't. Resident Maria Wachenbach says she believes staying on top of her taxes enabled her to be one of the first people approved for HomeSwap. And that helped her to get the little three-bedroom she'd been eyeing. Today, she's on the final walkthrough before signing the papers to initiate the swap. Inside, there's caution tape over the windows, paint chips hang from the ceiling, and there's a hole in a wall. City housing specialist Antoine Hayes tells Wachenbach that when she comes back and it's all renovated,
You're probably going to cry.
Just the thought of getting a house is unbelievable. See, you got me crying now.
The renovations are supposed to take 6 to 9 months. After Wachenbach moves in, her home near the bridge is scheduled to be demolished. The city hopes to recruit and relocate 240 families. In Detroit, I'm Laura Herberg for Marketplace.